Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you are not aware, J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, has, this is according to Illinois policy, turned to criminal penalties in order to gain compliance with his coronavirus mandates targeting business owners when customers and staff fail to wear masks. Not just staff, not the people who are in charge. You know, if you own a business, you can set parameters for what your employees do. So that's your staff, obviously. But also your customers. Just putting this on the back of business owners. Well, Jim Kruta is an owner of a business, the famous Kruta Bakery in Collinsville, Illinois. Very, very well-known and amazingly delicious bakery. Jim, thank you for coming on here. We appreciate you giving us some time to talk about being a small business owner in the state of Illinois right now.
Well, thanks for having me on, Annie.
For sure. I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, you were researching this because it's you have a stake in this based on how you manage this. What in your research here, what's the governor said that has now been made into your responsibility?
Well, looking at the coverage of the order, if a customer is not wearing a mask, and as you said, staff, it's the business owner's responsibility to, I guess, refuse them entry onto the property or refuse to sell them a product or service. If they do not, they get a written warning. If they do not a second time, they get another written warning. And then after that, it's criminal fines of $75 up to $2,500 per infraction.
So what kind of position does that put you in as a business owner? Because I remember when all these first mandates came out, and we were told we had to wear masks. We were told that, you know, we had to social distance and all this. I remember asking the question, like, who's supposed to reinforce this? And I was talking to local law enforcement, and they're like, we don't really have the authority to reinforce this. And law enforcement was concerned about, you know, working with the community to police. You have to have a good relationship with the community. Now it's going to put them on the other side. They're going to be the bad guy in being the mask police instead of the, you know, municipal police. As a business owner, this puts you directly in opposition to your customer, I would think. If somebody comes in, wants to buy a dozen donuts from Kruta Bakery, and they're not wearing a mask, what is it your responsibility to force them to or leave?
Yeah, it's an interesting position to be in because we're not punishing the people that are not abiding by the mandate. We're punishing somebody else entirely who's supposed to be enforcing the mandate that doesn't actually have much standing to do so other than the whim of the governor. Mm-hmm. It's not even a law at this point. It's simply a rule. We're not being led by leaders. We're being ruled by a ruler. I mean, the word rule right there in and of itself is what was used in many of the articles. This is just the governor's rule that business owner is now responsible for exercising his authority, I guess. It's a bizarre situation, be sure. As I was commenting to you and a few other people, as a business owner, we're told who we must serve. And, you know, there have been famous lawsuits about discriminating against people. And now we're being told that we must discriminate against certain people. So it's, you know, we're getting mixed messages. It's just not a happy position for most business owners to be in.
Jim Kruda of Kruda Bakery on the phone with us. Jim, I'm looking at the rules here, and these financial consequences to business owners seem very specifically targeted to where it would be harder for you and more expensive for you to fight them than it would be to just comply. Do you feel that?
Well, yeah, that's fairly standard with most of the regulations against businesses, not just in Illinois, but nationwide. It's the idea is they don't want you to fight it. They just want you to comply.
So, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot with, I don't want to put a spotlight on you and cause any extra trouble for you. And we're grateful that you came on here. And I would encourage anybody who's listening that's anywhere within driving distance of Kruda Bakery in Collinsville to support Kruda Bakery and your other local small businesses, because this is kind of a weird time to be alive. But are you finding that the mask issue is something that a lot of your customers, you know, has it been an issue up until now? Or is this going to take a scenario that you, somebody who gets up super early in the morning to provide delicious baked goods to the people of your community, like it's going to have to change your entire focus on what you do, why you go to work? And I would say the stakes are probably pretty high based on your ability to enforce this and potentially run off some of your customers. If they don't like it, it's not your rule. It's, as you said, the governor's.
Right. Fortunately, most people are fairly understanding. You've seen famous stories nationwide, I'm sure, about conflict between people enforcing a mask mandate and those that don't want to. For us personally, I hope and pray it won't really impact us. We haven't had much cause to get into arguments with customers. But I just wonder, for some small businesses, do they now necessarily need to have someone policing the door? Do you need to have somebody whose sole job it is, and things are tight as it is for small businesses after being railroaded by the governor, do we have to hire somebody or move somebody from a critical position to be the doorman? Or what happens if a customer takes their mask off after they get in and refuses to put it on? Well, now we're kind of stuck. Do we call the police? Do we, you know, in order to fulfill the governor's whims, do we now need to physically remove them from the premises? Do we simply not serve them? I mean, again, for us personally, I don't see a lot of issue, but I know there will be for other small businesses. It's just, what a horrible position to put people that are already under so much strain, you know, you're putting them in an even worse situation. And it's just, why? What's the end goal here? To get a handful more people on board? It just doesn't seem like it's worth it to me to cause that much more strain. Everybody, not just business owners, everybody's at the breaking point. And now you're pitting them against each other in one more way. And it just seems, for lack of a better word, it just seems really petty for the governor to basically say, this is my decree. And not only is it my decree, but now you, the citizen, is going to have to turn on your other fellow citizens to enact this decree. It's just small-minded.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, and I want to make sure that people know that they need to continue to support those local businesses, including Kruda Bakery. I know that my family loves supporting your business for sure. This stuff is fantastic. And we found out earlier in the show that Ryan picked his house, so it would be in close proximity to your bakery.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Jim Kruda, thank you so much for the time today. We wish you well.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.